At KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news today, Amador County Public Health has identified case clusters of the Delta variant in the county. Because vaccination is the primary protection against the COVID-19 virus, including the more contagious Delta variant, Amador Public Health is offering COVID-19 vaccines at pop-up outreach clinics. The next is scheduled for today at Young's Payless Market in Buckhorn from noon to 4 p.m. Now, homebound individuals may schedule a nurse home visit for a vaccination by calling the Public Health Department at 223-6407. Now, all unvaccinated people should wear a mask indoors in public. Even if fully vaccinated, those who are at high risk for severe disease or who live with someone who is should strongly consider wearing a mask indoors as well. The variant is 75% more contagious. Individuals who have received one dose of the two-dose vaccine series and do not yet have their second appointment, please make a second appointment so that you can have the maximum protection allotted.
Well, a West Point man arrested on charges, including attempted robbery. Earlier this week, on Wednesday afternoon, about 4:15, deputies dispatched to Murphy's Park for reports of a male suspect harassing a group of children ranging in age from 10 to 12. Upon arrival, deputies interviewed the victims and several witnesses. Deputies learned a male suspect walked up to a group of children, produced a knife from his pocket, and demanded money from the children. The children denied having any money and walked away from the suspect. The victims notified their parents, who subsequently called 911. While checking the area, deputies located the suspect, 22-year-old Stephen Matthew Pittsford of West Point, near the gazebo in the park. Again, that was Stephen Matthew Pittsford of West Point. Pittsford was taken into custody without incident, transferred and booked into the Calaveras County Jail on charges including attempted robbery, willful cruelty to a child that could result in possible injury or death, exhibiting a deadly weapon, and a warrant issued from the Superior Court of Calaveras County for battery. Pittsford being held with bail set at $75,000.
And with the Independence Day holiday rapidly approaching, Cal Fire is reminding all Californians and visitors alike to do their part to prevent fires caused by illegal fireworks or the misuse of Safe and Sane fireworks. Safe and Sane fireworks are now on sale in approximately 300 communities throughout California, including Jackson, Ione, Sutter Creek, and Plymouth. All fireworks are banned in Calaveras, Alpine, and El Dorado counties. Fireworks are also illegal in the unincorporated areas of Amador County. It is your responsibility to check with your local jurisdiction regarding the use of fireworks. In California, there is zero tolerance for the use and sale of illegal fireworks. Any person who causes a fire can be held liable for the costs of its suppression and associated property damage. Often these costs are in the hundreds of thousands and sometimes millions of dollars. And remember, even Safe and Sane fireworks taken into a city or county where they are banned, they are still considered illegal.
Well, the date has been set. Yesterday, California Secretary of State Shirley Weber certified the recall petition for Governor Newsom. The process required her to notify Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounoulakis that of the 2,161,349 signatures submitted, 1,719,900 have been determined valid. That's enough for the recall to move forward. The lieutenant governor wasted no time after Weber's announcement to issue a proclamation declaring the recall election for September 14th. The election will determine whether Newsom will be recalled and if the majority vote on the question is to recall to elect a successor. Candidates hoping to unseat Newsom include Republican San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer, businessman John Cox, who lost to Newsom in the last election, former Northern California Representative Doug Osie, and reality TV star and Olympic gold medalist Caitlyn Jenner. No Democratic challengers have entered the race. Now, also yesterday, the State Department of Finance released an updated estimate of the cost of the special election, totaling $276 million.
Well, Mark Twain Medical Center, through its affiliation with Dignity Health, has announced the opening of the 2022 Dignity Health Community Grants Program. The program is designed to support nonprofits that collaborate to address community health needs, particularly those that focus on underserved populations. The projects to be funded must involve collaboration with three local organizations and be linked to Mark Twain Medical Center. Each grant program candidate must submit a grant proposal by the August 31st deadline in order to be considered. Mark Twain Medical Center's executive leadership team will evaluate the applications and will be awarding $34,000 this grant year in January of 2022. For more information or to apply for a grant, visit marktwainmedicalcenter.org. That's marktwainmedicalcenter.org.
Well, with the Independence Day holiday falling on a Sunday, bit of a change to the free COVID-19 testing here in Amador County. The OptumServe test site in the rear parking lot of the Health and Human Service Building in Sutter Creek on Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge will open this Saturday from 7 to 3, but will be closed Monday due to the holiday. COVID-19 testing is free of charge. No appointments are necessary. The testing clinic normally open for testing Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday from 7 to 3.
And as many Californians look forward to the three-day holiday weekend, a reminder for you, the CHP will be out in full force. It is a maximum enforcement period from 6:01 tonight through midnight on Monday. The CHP will observe this maximum enforcement period, focusing on speed enforcement. But also, they'll be watching for distracted drivers and those driving under the influence of either alcohol and or drugs. And that, my friends, wraps up a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.